I know it's early for us here at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, but I'll get to that in a moment. But welcome, everyone, to this our abbreviated promotional show for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I'm your host, Maria Wall, and as many of you know, we just came back to our Saturday night schedule last week, and we did our Poets Cafe. So tonight, I have a major migraine headache coming on and add a massive pain in the neck to that, and making a mental note to myself, never, ever have surgery on my cervical spine again, because this is what they said would happen, you know, after the surgery. So it's been a couple years now, and I still hurt occasionally, and tonight is one of those nights, so I decided to do an early show because I'll probably be on my way home and to bed by 9 o'clock, which is our regular scheduled air time. But tonight, I just wanted to share with you all a couple of things that are coming up here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. We have quite a few wonderful guests coming up. One of them is Pat Holland Connor. She's the author of Doorways to Significance, Finding Peace, Power, and Passion. And her one of her taglines is, it's never too late to change the brokenness. And Pat was born in the South during the 1940s. As an African-American girl with white skin, she was destined to live with secret shame and intolerance from her family, as well as the black and white community. This is going to be a great, great show. I am so looking forward to having Pat here with me in the future. So check back often for updates. And one of the best ways to do that is if you're on Facebook, we're Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. Or if you're on Twitter, we are Wall_Foundation there. And, you know, sometimes people ask what the association is with the Wall Foundation. Well, the Wall Foundation is an IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit, and they actually sponsor, or we sponsor, Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio and the Healing Through Hurt Sunday Morning Meditation. That usually airs at 6 a.m. on Sunday mornings, but because I'm not feeling my very best, tomorrow it's going to air at 7 a.m. But if you miss the live airing show, come back, because all of our shows from day one are in our archives, so you can sit back one day and just listen to them all. Another interesting guest that I received a message from earlier this week is David R. Hamilton. And for those of you who do not know who he is, he's the co-author of the book Choice Point, Align Your Purpose. And he's also featured in the Choice Point movie. A little bit about David. He worked in the pharmaceutical industry for 4 years after he gained his PhD. And now this best-selling author, he's written several books. One of them is how your mind can change your body. We're going out. He's also a blogger. He writes a blog and articles for the Huffington Post. But he is part of the Choice Point movement. And for those of you who do follow me, many times I work with a lot of producers and people, whether it be in Hollywood or independents, who send us free viewings of their upcoming movies that will be available in theaters. So again, if you'd like to get some previews of upcoming movies, and these are movies that help you to think more global and in a positive fashion, they help to heal your way of thinking or our way of thinking. These are very positive people who do quite a bit in the communities to give us that insight that we need to really really move forward with our lives. And just to name a few people who featured in the Choice Point movie, Sir Richard Branson, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, John Paul DeJoya, Jack Canfield, so many others are in the Choice Point movie. And we're going to have David R. Hamilton on. And also, I did get a message for Harry Massey, who is also the co-author of Choice Point, Align Your Purpose, the book. And, of course, he's also featured in the Choice Point movie. So we're going to have David on, and hopefully I can book Harry as well to talk about the movement and what they do to help us think in a different mindset, to help us to get our lives on the right track, and so we can move in a more positive direction. And for those of you that don't know, my second book, Silent Noise Lip Service, of course, is due to come out on 12/21/2012. For those of you who have been following me since my divorce, which was 12/21/2010, each year I have written a book. And Lip Service is the second in the series, but it's also a compilation of all the pieces from the first book, which was Silent Noise, Healing Poetry of Life. Now, Lip Service has all of those pieces plus a host of new pieces that touch on many different topics of things that go on in our lives, from family situations to infidelity, lies, deception. A lot of the pieces are straightforward and, you know, pretty much for those of you who are closest to me, they will tell you that I say all of the things that most people just think, so, or are too afraid to bring into the world in a vocal fashion. So it's a lot of pieces in there that hit on a lot of topics that many may consider to be taboo. And of course, we will have our holiday special coming up on 12/24. And let's see. We also told you all tomorrow morning all the scheduled healing through her Sunday morning meditation will be airing at 6 a.m. instead of 6 a.m. because I want to give my body a chance to recoup a little bit. So, again, if you'd like to keep all of our happenings and what's going on with Healing Through Hurt and the Sunday Morning Meditation, you can always find us on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. Join us there, like us there, and pass it along. I'd like to get the word out to as many people as possible, because next year is truly our year of change and healing. And for me, you know, I started this in the process of healing from the divorce and the domestic violence in a very violent marriage, and I had to learn how to reinvent myself after I ended up a single woman again, after I divorced my narcissistic sociopathic ex-husband. And each year, healing through hurt is evolving as I evolve. So, excuse me. We're going to be moving forward in some new directions next year, but we'll be moving forward together. So not the worry there. And, of course, as I already told you, you can always keep up with us on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation. You can give us a call at 202-2556 or contact at wallfoundationinc.org. You can write to us if you like at Post Office Box 72 Randall. Again, we have about 3 minutes in our show. So, again, this has just been our abbreviated promo show. But as always, I want to pray each and every one of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been lugging around upside down. But most of all, I pray each and every one of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may come your way and beyond. So with that said, I want to give a special shout out to the artist who created our open music. So a shout out to Sandra Allen. The name of the opening piece is Where I Want to Go. You can find your work on Amazon. But again, if you'd like to speak to her about any of her work, questions, just me, you can write to me here at Healing Spirit Talk Radio, and I'll be sure to get you to contact her. But again, and I want to bring very best healing and moving forward. And you all know that in the midst of the storm, but I'm here with you. So understand where you are, what you're going through. So again, thank you so much for being here with me this evening. And I will see many of you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for our Sunday morning meditation. But in the meantime, smile even when you don't want to, and enjoy your remainder of this weekend and this evening. And again, I'm a girl, and I want to thank you all for being here. So until next week, be well, be blessed, and remember, you're not alone. We'll see you again soon. Thanks for joining me here for a 15-minute program. I'll talk to you again soon.